Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm being bad. Is this all going in my butt?
Macizos? Membrizo? Memoso?
Into the booty bag.
You're such an idiot.
You small. You loyal.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. I'm Drew Garabo. There's John Senning.
I'm still recovering.
Seth Kushner.
Can't see ghosts sometimes.
Michael Rotunda.
Monday.
Man, what a time. What a weekend. What an event. What a month. My goodness gracious. Thanks to everybody, and I mean everybody, who helped plan, execute, promote, and attend the prom to end all proms. So many people came up to me on Friday night and said, I didn't go to my prom, and this is way better than it possibly could have been. And, man, I had such a great time. I hope you guys did, too.
We were talking to JoJo on Saturday on Migs and Swig after they denied us to go live on the air with them.
She said
it perfectly. It had been built up so long, and a lot of times when things are built up that much, they never are as great as you expect them to be. It was better than I could have ever expected. It was one of the greatest events I've ever been a part of, seriously.
There have to be some complaints. There have to be some people who just for whatever reason waited too long for a drink, got disgruntled. I don't know. And I'd love to hear from you because...
Oh, I don't. I had a great time. I don't want to hear from anybody, any negativity.
Because, man, I got to say, everybody we talked to seemed to have such a fantastic time, both at the event, after the event, at brunch the next day at Noble Crust. John, Seth, Phoebe, and I went to brunch, and then we saw whole bunch of people who had been at prom the night before, a couple of bone listeners who weren't at prom the night before, and everybody seemed to be glowing.
Yeah, it was a hell of a night, and I just realized, you know, I got sick from anxiety. One of my other friends got sick and was in the bathroom in VIP for 3 hours.
Yes, she was.
John slept over at my house. Micah left the prom early. I mean, there were just so many crazy crazy things that happened. I think this is what goes on at a prom.
I think so. What? You end up with some weird, like I ended up with some weirdo, and I didn't do anything.
I'm going to change the narrative. Drew was kidnapped on Friday night after the prom.
That's weird.
He
man.
Was accosted and taken.
I wish I had chosen better. I don't know. It was getting near the end of the night, and I don't know what happened.
I think that just was possibly the closest, warmest body to you at the 12 o'clock.
Maybe. I was in no shape. The entire event, I was just gonna say the last 2 hours, but really the entire event from the bus ride over, I was feeling no pain whatsoever.
Were you turnt from the minute you arrived?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh
good.
Yeah.
Someone on Instagram said you looked turnt, and I didn't notice.
Yeah, I was turnt.
Okay.
Yeah. Turnt from the minute I arrived for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going outside to talk to our friend Nina, who her boyfriend was he an iPad recipient?
Yes.
Her boyfriend in high school was an iPad recipient, and he passed away, and we got to know her pretty well. And she's a TV reporter up in Wisconsin now.
Yeah.
And so I never get to see her except at these Apple a Day events. And then we were talking to Cuppy on Twitter. What's her name? And
Casey.
That's it. She was an iPad recipient. Now she was at the event with her boyfriend, and just so much catching up with people that I feel like there were people I didn't even talk to the entire night. And I'm sorry. kept getting picked off. I tried to talk to everybody, but man.
Yeah, well, I feel like I was kind of proud of all of us because I feel like we didn't all just hang out in VIP the whole night. I mean, every time I looked out, you know, John was in the middle of the dance floor, and we tried to talk to as many people as possible. And what I heard when I talked to everybody is a lot of people made a night out of it, made a weekend out of it. They've never been to St. Pete before. They never went to prom before, and they were looking to spend the whole weekend out there. I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was, too. And when you get dressed up like that, there's just a feel in the room. It was a very an elegant feel, yet people were tearing it back. I thought your date, John, looked phenomenal.
Oh my God, I was a very lucky man. Yes, I was. I was very blessed to escort Amanda Kalt to the prom.
And I gotta say, Mike's tux was immaculate. One of the better tuxes I've seen.
Did you see his shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, they were
exceptional.
Gleaming.
He looked great. Galvin's date was freaking awesome.
I loved her.
A whole lot of fun.
Enchanting, as some would say.
So enchanting, I would say that. Moe's date was great for the hour that he spent with her, and then everybody else got to hang out with her.
She pulled out a flask at one point and told me she had like 38-year aged rum in a flask. Her and I shared a moment. She was very lovely. I don't know why Moe ditched her.
Oh, Denise. Wow, yeah, I don't know why either. He was one of the first to go. That's just Moe.
Is it true that I heard a rumor that you licked chocolate off fake granny's fingers?
You got that reversed. First of all, there's no one named Fake Granny. There is only Darlene.
A real Nana. Yeah.
Real ass Nana. And she licked chocolate from my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the storyline continues. For those that don't know, Real Nanny did not make it on the coveted bus ride over.
She did miss the bus. There was rough weather coming over from Lakeland, so she did not make it on the bus, which was really unfortunate because I had made a pitcher of sangria, cut fruit and everything
her. It was a hit on the bus, though.
I got to say, everybody on the bus seemed to enjoy the sangria that I made and the pineapple margs that I brought. Our bus was fantastic. Everybody from the Bone who showed up seemed to have a good time. Everybody who showed up from everywhere seemed to have a good time. Thank you guys so much because let me take you through this a little bit. So we go, we have an amazing time. I don't know how I got to give credit where it's due. Okay, so I you had gave me a contact for the Hilton Bayside Hotel.
Yeah, they donated a two-night stay in the St. Pete prize pack.
Yeah, so I hit them up. I said, look, I was thinking about a room at the Vannoy, but, you know, what kind of rate can you give me? And they gave me a really great rate. So I said, I'll take that. So when I got to, I went to check in before the show on Friday, left my bag down there. I get up in my room, and I get in there at 1 o'clock. I have no idea how I got there. The lady had made me a hangover kit, 2 bottles of Gatorade, a bottle of coconut water, and like some snacks and stuff. So I pounded one of those Gatorade bottles before I went to bed, and oh my God, did that feel saved my ass. That literally saved my ass.
I have no clue in the world why I was not much more ill or hurting more on Saturday. I laid in Seth's wonderful spare bedroom, had a moment where the room, you know, was spinning. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I woke up and Seth was escorting me to Kahwa Coffee at like 7:15. It was great.
That's awesome.
We went to go get some food after the prom. I thought we were just going to go home. The whole day I thought about, man, when the prom's over at midnight, we're going to go home. Well, we didn't get out of there until 1 o'clock and they were still trying to kick people out. And then Phoebe said, hey, let's go out. Let's go get some food. So we were sitting with John eating pancakes and French toast. And John said,
oh, I wish I had done that.
John said, I think I'm going to die tonight. So that's when I really started.
Oh, no.
I really started getting worried about him. And then next thing you know, door swings open like a movie. Ian Beckles rolls in. Rolls in. JR, Melissa. So that really livened up second and second. It was a great time. We didn't get home until 3 in the morning.
I would say that I would love to have gone there. However, I needed that sleep so badly. I had been up since about 6 in the morning, and I got back, and I mean, I fell out at 1 after getting picked off by that weirdo. She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady. She's just a very weird lady.
Was she the cougar that John and I were dancing with?
I don't think so. I didn't see a coug that you guys... But there were a lot of ladies there that I could have imagined spending time with, and then I ended up hanging out with this weirdo. She was a nice weirdo.
I didn't know if there was more to the story that I didn't understand, because there were all those ladies, and then all of a sudden, at the last minute, you're with this lady, and I'm like, she's... What has she done? Who is she?
I don't know, and I don't know. I don't know. I have no answers. I was in no shape to be discriminate towards. I don't want to spend time with you. She was nice enough to drive me back to the hotel. That's all I was really looking for, and waking up alone was somewhat of a relief. So anyway, we get done with the prom. We wake up the next day, and we decide we're going to go to brunch at Noble Crust. So we're having brunch there, just a delicious brunch, the avocado toast and eggs.
Man, so nice. Can they open for breakfast every day?
They cannot.
They can at least earn the $9 that I'll be spending for that avocado toast and eggs.
By the way, you got to hang out with Cameron Lynch from the Bucks, who did show up.
He was there. He was there to party. He was there to have a good time.
He was. His girlfriend's awesome.
She was great.
I think he even tried to get, I think Carmen's date got a party bus. So he got a party bus, and there were some people that went on it. And I guess at the end of the night, it was right out in front of Nova. People were getting on because that Copper Shaker, wherever Micah told people the after party was. And Cam tried to get him and his people on the bus. I didn't even know that there was a debate going on because it wasn't
that
really.
That guy really wanted the party bus to himself.
Yeah, it really wasn't his bus to get on. And Cam just sat on it.
He turned his head to me, and he goes, "Who's on that bus?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Where's that bus going?" I said, "I don't know." He goes, "I'm going to get on that bus." So then he goes up there, and the guy was like, "I got room for two more," and there was like four of them.
Right.
And like he said, "There's only room for two," and they just walked right past that guy and got on the bus. So
of course.
His boss move.
Yeah, the after party was weird because I ended up there, and then you weren't there, Mike. I was looking for you. I was with Cam and his girlfriend.
I was there. It was just crowded.
Oh, man.
You only spent a good 2 minutes looking for me.
I spent a bit at Copper Shaker looking for you, and then that guy that we know, the bartender, Nick, is that his name?
Yeah.
He tells me that there's a back way to over to Estate.
That's the secret.
Right. So I go in the back way, and I go in, and it's like...
And I was raging.
Oh my God. Boom. And then this couple showed up that was at the prom. I don't know if you guys saw them. The dude's got long brown hair.
Black hair.
Black hair. A very interesting looking couple. And here's a phrase that'll send me screaming from you every single time. "Hey, man, we're not swingers per se."
Okay, bye.
"Hey, man, I didn't know what you think was going to go down here, bud, but I got to go back to my room."
Oh, that's not the most awkward thing that was said that night. I had somebody come up to me and say, "I'm not going to stab you or anything. Don't worry."
Oh, my gosh.
"I'm not going to stab you?"
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think he was going to stab you until he told you that he wasn't going to stab you?
I wasn't even thinking about violence until it was said, so.
Wow.
Don't worry. That was only the most awkward part of the night.
Yeah,
so.
People were really good other than that. I don't know if the guy's name was Hal or Cal, who had the candy suit on.
Oh, yeah, he was sharp.
So many people went above and beyond. So many ladies that we know looked incredible. Danielle looked absolutely amazing and had to keep getting her dress pinned up because she was falling out of it, which was pretty cool. And then so we're at Noble Crust yesterday talking about everything, and Phoebe mentioned that she was going to do an iPad delivery at All Children's Hospital. And we hadn't planned on this or anything, but I thought, man, you know, we're here. Why don't we all just tag along if it's cool with the family? So we were able to get in the Furman Mini of Tampa Bay, Apple a Day Mini, and we went down to All Children's on Saturday morning, and we met this 18-month-old girl named Ava, 18 months old. And she had, what, blood cell cancer?
Yeah, they found, I think, 24 tumors on her lungs.
So they've been trying to shrink these tumors through chemotherapy. They have to remove this girl's tailbone because she has a tumor on it, and it turns out you can live without your tailbone. Mm-hmm. So they're extracting her coccyx, I believe, to get the tumor off. The tumors are shrinking. She's in stage 4 blood cell cancer, and she's in her 4th round of chemotherapy, I think, tomorrow. And we were able, because of the generous donations that you make to Apple a Day, we were able to go to the hospital and hang out with this family for like 30, 45 minutes and talk to the mom about what they're going through, talk to the dad a little bit about it, and then give this beautiful little girl who's bald from chemotherapy this iPad, an iPad case, and to see the impact that it brought to her and the smile that it brought to her. And we're talking to them in the hospital room about chemo and stuff and about, you know, their last day and what an iPad would mean and what the little girl likes. And then, you know, we're able to hold it together in front of the family. But as soon as that door closed, we became unguarded, I guess. And that moment hits you where you realize just how difficult it is for these families and just what your donation does for these families and these kids. So we released the figure this morning that because of you here in Tampa Bay, Apple a day was able to get $108,659 to get iPads for kids who undergo chemotherapy. The people at All Children's are amazing. All of you there are angels as far as I'm concerned. Your cafeteria is above reproach. It's spectacular. I can't wait to get a meal there tonight.
Five-star Yelp review.
Totally gonna give it a five-star Yelp review tonight. And to meet this family and to see where your money goes, and not just even the donating the iPad, but being able to spend some time with a family like that, letting them know, hey, listen, if there's anything you need while we're here, let me do that for you. And I imagine a lot of time when Phoebe tells a family that, they don't take her up on it.
Yeah, they never do. I mean, whenever I drop off an iPad, I say, listen, I'm down the street. I'm 5 minutes from the hospital. Let me know if you need anything. And we know. What are they gonna hit us up for something? They never do. They always feel like, hey, they dropped off an iPad. What am I gonna hit them up for? But yeah, they took Phoebe up on the offer to drop off some dinner tonight.
Good. And I'm gonna go with, and I'm looking forward to seeing that little girl again, because she's looking at you with like this beautiful little innocent smile on her face, you know, like she's still looking at the world with wide-eyed wonder when the rest of us are looking at her thinking, man, how can life be that cruel? She doesn't see it that way. She'll just know that a bunch of strangers gave out of the goodness of their heart and she got an iPad out of the deal. So thank you all very much. And that's a number that you guys should be very proud of. I know Seth and Phoebe have busted their ass this year to surpass $100,000. So to make it to $108,000 and $659 is unbelievable. So thanks to everybody who donated, and thanks to everybody here who showed up and promoted and allowed themselves to get whored out on dates. Who do you think had the best date? Who had the best date experience? My girls were great. My girls were so cool, so fun. JR was awesome. I feel like we were attentive to them. Hopefully we were.
The best date experience.
Yeah.
Galvin's
was phenomenal.
She was great. I mean, I would of course vote my date number one.
Of course you would.
That's what you should. But
Calta's date was great. Melissa's
she's
one of my favorite
great,
people.
Yeah.
Who do you think had the best and the funnest date experience?
We have to talk about people who abandoned their dates, like Micah and some other people here.
Oh yeah, Micah.
Here? Like in this room?
No,
just Micah. Micah sure did abandon her date. Poor Yazeem.
Listen,
I heard he was last seen joining a conga line all alone without you.
He was not joining a conga line. He was leading the way. He was kind of hard to keep tabs on, so I just let him do his thing.
He was just the guy with tears in his eyes. You couldn't miss him.
No.
I just know I saw Mike at 9:30, and she said, I'm going to go make out with random guys at another club, and that was the last time I saw her.
I did not say that. I did not say that, and that didn't happen. And for the record, I did not leave early. I left at 11:45. Mm-hmm. They like people out of the building by midnight. Mm-hmm. I know because I've done stuff in the past.
So this wasn't you ditching early. This was a noble act by you.
Yeah,
no,
thank you.
It's protocol. If it's over at midnight, mm-hmm. then, you know, start making your way.
You should leave at least 45 minutes before the...
I left 15 minutes before. I have my Uber ticket.
This party's lame. I'm going to bounce.
That's not true.
Now, I already know that Mike is going to come at me because she's going to say that I had too much to drink and I'm not anybody who can be held responsible for keeping time. But Micah came up to me and said her farewell to me. And in my head goes, oh, my God, it's already midnight. I can't, you know, like, it's already over. I said goodbye to her. I picked up my phone. I looked at my phone. My phone said... 11:12.
Well, guess what? I didn't leave until 11:45.
All I know is when we said our goodbye, that's the only thing I can. That's the only thing I can go off of, Micah.
Oh,
I told them the same thing on Friday night. I said 11:12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I checked the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I didn't leave then. That was just maybe my farewell if I didn't see you again that night, which I didn't. So I was giving a proper have a good night, John.
We got people checking security footage.
I know you said they want people out of there at midnight, but they were nobody got out of there until 1 in the morning.
No, they did not.
It was JoJo and Beckles and Melissa and I mean there's probably 15 or 20 people that were still there at 1 in the morning.
That was some kind of fun. From what I remember. 727. I did not eat a lot. I felt like I didn't eat anything. I ate none of what Chicho's brought. I know that Eddie from Jet's Pizza, we didn't want to tell everybody beforehand, but we had a surprise for everybody. When we went to go do our dance number, we wanted there to be pizza for everybody.
A late night treat for everybody. At that point, there was a gap between the Chichos and everybody had been drinking. So, yeah.
And you know what? I think that's what saved my ass because I just now remembered that I squirted ranch dressing all over a slice of pizza and then ate it. I literally was walking out of the place where that girl was picking me up, the weird girl, and I was like, I don't even like ranch on pizza. I'm like,
the ranch experience with Jets, if you've never had a Jets pizza, you have to. But they offer you to get an entire bottle with your bottle of ranch. Ian Beckles goes out there. He goes, I'll never, ever put ranch on pizza. And he was shaming people.
Yeah.
And I said, let me squirt some of this on your pizza. Squirted on Ian Beckles' pizza. He took a bite. He said, God damn, that's some good ranch.
All right, well, let's watch it.
Sorry.
Some people, that's their end.
I'm sorry.
One of our friends who was at the event just messaged me on Facebook and said, Micah's date wouldn't leave me alone. I had to give him a fake name and number. I said, Micah for leaving at 9:20. 727-579-1025. So again, thanks to everybody who donated, who attended. The video that Dennis did is unbelievable. What a great video that he did. I mean, it really captures the event.
I've watched it probably 15 times.
Me too.
The music is great. I feel like it really, you feel the feelings that you felt that night when you watched the video.
I know. Look at everybody. There's JR. There's me. There's our dates. There's Kevin.
You know what I want to see?
Tell me. You leaving at 9:15?
No. Oh. The footage of our dance.
No. I never want to see that.
No.
I do.
No. Sorry to Holly from Hot 105. She deserved better. She was a really good choreographer. We screwed up so badly. There's just no nice way to say this. We messed up our dance because we messed up our heads. I'm so sorry.
I got to tell you, though, and I can't tell if people are just really nice and they just tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
But everybody was just like, oh, that was so great. Like, so I wondered if we just pretended like we did good.
Oh, man.
Or I don't know what really happened.
What dancing is not, we're not professional dancers.
No, we are not.
Nobody is. So what we did was we put ourselves out there. We had something that we coordinated. It didn't come out well. We looked stupid. But that, who doesn't look stupid out there? Then we brought the dancing crowd. It was just a good time. Yeah. And then we kicked the party back up again.
You know, Jade's mom is big in the Apple a day hierarchy. And she went to take a picture of me outside. Now I'm going to say boob instead of the T word, but she said T word. She came up to me and she said, my husband said you can grab my boob for a picture.
Oh my God.
And she acted like I had been wanting to. So I said, what do you mean? She goes, take my picture, and right as he's about to snap the picture, I want you to grab my, I'll say boob, but she said T word.
Wow. Whoa.
And this is a lady who's what in her?
Definitely 40s, yeah, for sure.
Come on, man. early 50s, maybe. So sure enough, right as he goes to take a picture, she grabs my hand and she puts it right on that mammoth mammary.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I mean, really?
That, just like, boom, and I'm looking at her husband, and he just had a look of shame.
Oh, no.
And Do you think he was?
I went, you're a cuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Dr. Bill? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, first of all, we missed prom, so next year hopefully we'll be able to do that. But what you guys do for the community and those kids, it's a lot more than just giving an iPad and entertainment. You're actually, by making the kids smile and have that joy, you're helping kill cancer cells, which is great. Oh. But also the fact that the parents that see their kid, that they're so used to seeing them in pain and suffering, when they see them smile, such a huge impression on them, and it lasts forever. And that's what you guys, I don't know, I'm sure you guys realize that, but, for no kids, nobody in that aspect of it should ever suffer that terrible disease. But especially when you see kids who have to deal with that, they're true angels for us because they're strong, and they're stronger than we adults are. So
no doubt. And that's what you hear from these parents, Bill, is that the kids have the innocence of youth. They don't know what it means. They don't know the gravity of it. Whereas we as adults, we process it through our jaded eyes and ears and everything. Yeah. So to bring a smile, not just to the kids, but to the parents' face in those moments, that means the world to us, man.
And those kids, they teach us, like you said, they are innocent, but that they don't even know how much they're teaching us.
Right.
By taking every day and just, being just extremely happy. There's a lot of hate and anger in this world, and those kids could teach us a lot about happiness, and even just for a day.
Well, listen, man. And thanks to your generous donations, man. I know you gave over $2,000 to us for this event. You really helped us out, man. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, next year we'll do more, man. So keep it up, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, man.
I feel like you gave us that check on May 1st. It feels like it was like 6 years ago.
I know, so long ago. We're going to do another prom, right?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. There was so much drama this year. I don't know.
I mean, to me, that is the who the hell am I? But that is the new Drew Garabo Live staple. Like, that is what people look forward to 364 days a year.
I would say so. I'm already looking forward to the next one.
It can only get bigger. It can only get better. The people I know there are a lot of people seeing the pictures and seeing the videos this past weekend that are having a serious case of FOMO and will not miss it again.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Mike?
Hey, yo, guys, I want to talk about Jet's Pizza and that ranch dip.
Okay.
This is what you do, guys. Have them send you a barbecue chicken pizza.
This guy's on it.
Okay.
Get triple Cajun on the crust.
Triple Cajun.
When you're done eating the pizza, dip the crust in the ranch. Also get some jalapeno cheese dip. Oh, my God.
You guys want to live
Dude,
or
the
what?
The barbecue chicken pizza from Jets is one of my favorite food dishes in the world. It hits your mouth and makes you feel a way that nothing else will.
Did you guys get a chance to spend time by the chocolate fountain outside by any chance?
No, I didn't know it was there until the night was over.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It was beautiful. I just happened to go out on that balcony when I first got there and I saw a chocolate fountain with marshmallows and Rice Krispie treats and everything you could bathe in the chocolate. What a time to be alive. What a time.
I just don't know. I think people were out there smoking, but I don't know if that...
Yeah.
That is true.
That affected the chocolate fountain.
Yeah, I was there earlier before it got turned into the smoking area, so it's just a chocolate area.
Yes.
I prefer a chocolate area to a smoking area any day of the week. I don't know about you guys.
Somebody said, let's go practice our dance out there. There's like 72 people smoking. I said, I can't do this.
All I was thinking is the chocolate.
I had one of my most shameful moments ever out there because I went out there, my earrings. You know, I wanted to take it back to 04, so I brought my earrings. I forgot to put them in.
Right.
So I went out to the smoking section to put them in, couldn't put them in on my own. So some stranger who was smoking helped me, but while she helped me, I had to hold her cigarette in my fingers.
Oh.
And it's just like just that period of time as I was holding it, I was so ashamed of myself and disgusted. I'm sorry.
So that's the excuse you're sticking with, huh?
I wasn't smoking, trust me.
There were all kinds of people smoking.
No,
we wouldn't expect
no.
We're smoking. We're not going to bust anybody out.
You know, it was much like high school from what I hear, because there was everybody was very friendly with the vape pens and the edibles and the joints. That's from what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. I saw some people's faces on the boneonline.com galleries that looked like they were wrecked, and they were mine. William, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, William?
I'm doing well, Drew. How about yourself?
Quite well, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call and tell Seth and all you guys, obviously, thank you for what you guys do with Apple a Day.
Sure, thank you.
My daughter is a cancer survivor. She's been in remission for 20 years, thank God.
Hell yeah, dude.
But I want you guys to know that the families I know definitely appreciate it, and I can't tell you how much as a family myself, hearing guys still doing stuff like this.
Thank you.
Warms my heart, man. I appreciate it very much.
Well, good. I'm glad your daughter's been in remission for so long, man, and I really, really hope that, you know, that she continues to have good health, man. Thank you, dude.
Thank you, man. You guys have a good day.
Thanks. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
By the way, as we go over all our prom stories, I don't know if Ian Beckles covered this at all this morning, but he told me that he couldn't get reception on his phone or couldn't get a signal, ended up getting home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was locked out of his house. So he was banging, trying to wake his wife up. He said he's not really a sneak through the window kind of guy.
Yeah.
So that's just what happens on prom night.
Hey, George, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Oh, thank you very much. I just want to say I love the show. That's all.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Bye. 727-579-1025. Appreciate you. When we come back, the real issue of the day is IHOB. This is the biggest news, and everyone's dead wrong about it.
Yeah.
Everyone is so wrong about this, and it should be so obvious why you're so wrong about it. This is a huge success already, and I'll tell you why next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.